Okay, I've just come out of the Leicestershire and Rutland event for Climate East Midlands Climate Week, and I've got Oliver Savage from Leicestershire County Council here. And what have you taken away from the event today, Oliver? You got any big thoughts have you come out of the event with?
Oh, big thoughts, possibly not. But I think what's really revealing today for me is how, on a rare occasion, so we've got so many business people out to an event about something which generally they've been really difficult to engage with around the environment generally, but low carbon, climate change, resource efficiency.
Yeah.
Well, plenty of companies doing it in their own way, I guess. But I think the first time I've found it so easy to drag out a lot of businesses in one place to talk about this issue. And I think that represents a bit of a sea change going on in the business community about the reality of growing energy costs, but possibly also a reality check that they've got to play their part if we're going to achieve the targets nationally for reducing carbon and other greenhouse gas emissions. And I think that's wholly commendable, and I think they're starting to see the real opportunities from a business perspective of engaging in this agenda.
I suppose there was two parts of it today. One was that, as you say, resource efficiency and reducing their own bottom line, especially as energy costs are on a steady increase. And then the other part was the whole environmental goods and services agenda, where you had people from, for instance, River Simple and Mark Group talking about, you know, the goods that can be sold to other companies to try and, you know, all around this carbon reduction.
But I think one of these, the link between the two, if you like, is that businesses are generally much more open and receptive to new players in the game,
right.
New business models, new ways of working. So, for instance, the River Simple guy and the whole idea of taking the automotive industry and recognising actually that to create a real change, a step change, as he would have said, and I probably agree, requires a different sort of thinking to the thinking that got us here.
And he was talking about a car, having a car on a contract, like a mobile phone contract, wasn't he?
Yeah, and I think just the simplicity of the idea of actually the deal being an all-in package, a service where you have the car, you pay a fee for the car, you pay for how much you use it, but all the fuel costs are part of the deal. I think it's just a whole different way of thinking about how you do business in this new world. And I sort of go, God, there are going to be a lot more people receptive to what 10 years ago might have seemed wacky and wild ideas.
And just finally, this is all great, and you had all these businesses here today and a lot of good ideas floating around, but how do you in the local authority fit into that picture? What's your role?
I think our role, certainly now, but perhaps more in the future, is actually finding out ways that we can support networks of businesses to take this on, to help them access finance, help them to access the expertise, and make sure that the expertise they're accessing is credible, not just some fly-by-night operator. Lots of conversation today about the need for regulation and accreditation of suppliers. I think the local government can play a hand as being a fair and honest broker. Something that not many people may consider of local government, but I think in this context would be something that people would perceive as a genuine value that we could bring. And certainly dealing with the domestic energy market and the Green Deal that is coming for the domestic sector to be a mediator between the energy companies and installers, and to provide that sort of honesty check would be really valuable.
Of course.